Welcome to Mac Combat, the show about Bobby J, who bought a Mac and might not be going back to Windows again. Here's Bobby J.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mad Convert. This is Mad Convert number 20. How are you guys doing? I'm having a great time. It's good to be with you again. I'm going to introduce, I'm actually doing this podcast in Ubercaster, and I'm going to introduce a couple new things today. Ubercaster is kind of nice. I want to tell you a little bit about it. Ubercaster is a software that allows real-time production of a podcast, okay? It pretty much does all of the things that you get from GarageBand. It does all of those things like, you can do the artwork, you can, manually edit your podcasts and make enhanced podcasts and that sort of thing. What it also allows you to do really easily is do live production of podcasts, meaning you don't have to add your sound effects, you don't have to add your audio clips and things later and piece everything together. It's really for the person who likes that live radio type feeling. So we're going to introduce a few new things on the Mac Convert. Now, one of the things that we are going to introduce is called the Dingleberry Move, okay? The Dingleberry Move is when I do something wrong, like I click something wrong or somebody does something wrong or whatever, I'm going to say, that was a Dingleberry Move. That was a Dingleberry Move. That was a Dingleberry Move. See, so I don't know if it'll work or not. We'll try it out, you know. We're also going to introduce Mac Convert Around the World. Now, anytime that I get an audio file from one of my listeners that's outside of the United States of America, the regular 50 states, we're going to play the Mac Convert Around the World podcast sounder. Now, I said all that, jeez, it's not really official. I did all these little tracks in GarageBand. It was just something fun to do. But I got to tell you, I'm having a lot of fun playing with the little intros and things like that. So I say all that to say that today is the first time that we are going to do a Mac Convert Around the World. Our first clip was from JB from Australia. JB sent me a clip, an audio clip, the other day. He was communicating with me through email, and he was asking me if there was a piece of software that would take off the DRM off of his iTunes music. As you all know now, since he sent me this, I guess EMI is going to be releasing some DRM-free music on the iTunes Music Store, but JB's from Australia. I don't know whether or not the same thing will happen in the Australian version of iTunes. I'm not sure. But he was asking me, how do I take the DRM off of my iTunes purchase music? And I gave him, it's not something that I normally do, so I kind of did some searches and trial and error a little bit and gave him a few things to try, and he didn't really have any luck. Here's our first sound bit from Mac Convert Around the World.
G'day, Bob. It's JB from Western Australia. First of all, I want to thank you for the show. Always cop a good giggle when I'm listening to your show in the traffic. Additionally, I want to thank you for the email you sent me suggesting some software that I might be able to use to convert my MP4 files that I've purchased through iTunes to a format that I could play on my non-iPod MP3 player. Unfortunately, I didn't have any joy with the suggestions. However, I did come across another package that I thought I would let you know about, called DRM Dumpster, which I found to be quite easy to install and use. Followed all the instructions, and it seemed to work first time for me and gave me some good results. In the end, you end up with your original MP4 protected files that you've purchased from iTunes, but it also gives you a second copy in MP3 unprotected format which you can then just drag and drop into your MP3 player, and it all worked fine for me. Additionally, I thought I'd let you know about a couple of other bits of software which I stumbled across while I was looking for my MP4 MP3 converter. First one was called MediaFork, which allowed me to take my DVDs and convert them to MP4 so that I could just drop them onto my laptop and have a selection of movies that I could watch while I was travelling via airplane or on the bus or wherever. Another package that went hand in hand in that was called iSquint, which allowed me to take those MP4 files and reduce their size so that it would fit quite nicely and play well on a handheld portable MP4 device. This once again made it easy to watch your movies while you were travelling and not take up a lot of space in your pocket. I'll drop the web links for these pieces of software in an email to you, and then you can just drop it on your web page. So if any of your listeners have a need for this type of software, it's something I can highly recommend. They all seem to install very easily, they work well, and did exactly what they were supposed to do without too much trauma. Well, that's about it for me, mate. So I hope you have a great day, and enjoy yourself. Catch you later.
Thanks a lot, JB. Actually, it sounds like down in Australia, they make the microphones out of some sort of metal or something. No, actually, he gave me a file, and I stripped out some of the noise that was in the background, and I really didn't listen to it in a good set of headphones until I was doing this podcast, and that's kind of the demon voices that you sounded in the back were some artifacts of when I compressed the file down a little bit. I mean, I didn't really compress it. Part of the noise filter compresses it a little bit, and I guess those artifacts were not audible on my little earbuds, but once I put these big headphones on, I realized hopefully you guys were able to hear that. Okay, I really apologize. I don't know. I didn't, like I said, I probably should have done a little bit more show prep, but I'm getting better, you know. We're also going to introduce a new part of the show. It's called Software Pick of the Week. This week's software pick of the week is a piece of software called Levelator. Okay, Levelator, what it does is it levelates. Okay, you're like, Bobby J, that is the stupidest thing. What does Levelate mean? Actually, what it does, it's not just a, it's kind of a compressor, okay? Let me explain a little bit. It's made by Gigavox, and you can find it, it's a free piece of software, and some of the rules for my software pick of the week is that it needs to be a free piece of software, and it's something that I can use, okay, and that's what'll make, it's not everybody, I'm not everybody, it's just, maybe I'm selfish. Okay, fine, I'm freaking selfish, I don't care. It's called Levelator. But basically what it does is it scans your entire audio file. Right now it will work with AIFF and WAV files. It'll scan the audio file, find the high parts and the low parts, and it'll make sure that it reduces. It's kind of a compression algorithm, but it's kind of a smart compression algorithm that will reduce you know, the highs and the lows when you do an audio or whatever. And I use that on John's audio file, and then I further compressed it with Audacity, which is another piece of software that's wonderful. However, I do suggest that you get yourself a nice mixer, a nice set of headphones if you're going to be doing work with audio files like this. Again, oops, I didn't actually mean to hit that. This is only the second time ever I've done a podcast in Ubercaster, and so I'm still learning how to work with the software a little bit there. So anyway, I thought I would try something else here too. Let me see if this works.
Hello, does this work? This is Bobby J. Hello.
Well, if it didn't work, I'll find out in my post-editing. Basically, I used what's called an effect to add a chipmunk effect to one of the microphone settings that I have in here. I'm doing all this live on the fly, adding the sound effects. That's why you kind of hear some things coming in when they shouldn't. Yeah, that sort of thing. Anyway, this has been Matt Convert number 20. I wanted to thank John from Australia. Excuse me, JB. His name's John. Thanks, JB from Australia, for helping me out with the show. What I would like you guys to do is let me know what you think of the new format. If I need more sound effects, if I need more sounders, more bumpers, stingers, whatever. If you know the podcast production thing, you know, give your brother a little bit of help here out on the Matt Convert. Anyway, this has been Bobby J for the Matt Convert, and I hope that I'll see you guys soon.
Don't forget to subscribe to Matt Convert using iTunes or your favorite podcast catcher.